模拟试题二十
一，听句子，选图片。你将听到五个句子，请在下列六幅图中选出与所听句子内容相符的图片。每个句子读一遍。
Number one, it's harmful for you to watch TV for a long time.
Number two.My uncle works as a baker.
Number three, she goes shopping once a week.
Number four, Jenny likes reading books about Hope School.
Number five, orange juice is healthy drink so you can drink more every day.
二，听句子，选答语。你将听到五个句子，请根据句子内容选择恰当的答语。每个句子读两遍。
Number six. Excuse me, what's the time by your watch, please?
Excuse me, what's the time by your watch, please?
Number seven.How about visiting the Great Wall this summer holiday?
How about visiting the Great Wall this summer holiday?
Number eight. What was the weather like yesterday?
What was the weather like yesterday?
Number nine. Tim.It's the third time that you have been late this week.
Tim, it's the third time that you have been late this week.
Number 10. When did you borrow the book?
When did you borrow the book?
三，听对话，选择最佳答案。你将听到三段对话，请根据对话内容选出每个问题的最佳答案。每段对话读两遍。请听第一段对话，回答第十一至十三小题。
Our flat is too small, dear.
Yeah, I know, but it's in the middle of the city.
Well, I want to live in a big house with a garden.So I can sit in it and relax. And our son can play ball games there, not in the bedroom.
You talk about sitting in the garden, but now we haven't even got a balcony. We must work hard, dear.
Okay, dear. Let's work harder from now on. Our flat is too small, dear.
Yeah, I know, but it's in the middle of the city.
Well, I want to live in a big house with a garden, so I can sit in it and relax. And our son can play ball games there, not in the bedroom.
You talk about sitting in the garden, but now we haven't even got a balcony. We must work hard, dear.
Okay, dear. Let's work harder from now on.
请听第二段对话，回答第十四至十六小题。
It's raining now, Andy. I really want to go skating today.
Oh well. Hey, have you ever been to the Qingxiu Mountain, Alice?
Yes, I went there last week. Have you ever been there?
No, I haven't.
Well, I'd really like to go there again.
Great.Which bus do we take to get to the Qingxiu Mountain?
We can take number 10 and number 33 bus. The station is near our school. It's raining now, Andy. I really want to go skating today.
Oh, well. Hey, have you ever been to the Qingxiu Mountain, Alice?
Yes, I went there last week. Have you ever been there?
No, I haven't.
Well, I'd really like to go there again.
Great. Which bus do we take to get to the Qingxiu Mountain?
We can take number 10 and number 33 bus. The station is near our school.
请听第三段对话，回答第17至20小题。
What's the best time of your life, Uncle Sam? Is it your teenage years?
No, I'm in my 60s now, and this is the best time of my life.
Really?
Yes, now I have time to relax and take care of my garden. I also finally have the chance to sit down to write my book.
You had been writing for the newspaper for 40 years. Wasn't that enough?
No, this book is about my own life. What I've experienced, and what I think about life.
Great. But do you feel lonely sometimes?
Well, I think my life is full of excitement now, and I don't have time to feel lonely.
What's the best time of your life, Uncle Sam? Is it your teenage years?
No, I'm in my 60s now, and this is the best time of my life.
Really?
Yes, now I have time to relax and take care of my garden. I also finally have the chance to sit down to write my book.
You had been writing for the newspaper for 40 years. Wasn't that enough?
No, this book is about my own life, what I've experienced, and what I think about life.
Great. But do you feel lonely sometimes?
Well, I think my life is full of excitement now. And I don't have time to feel lonely.
四，听短文，选择最佳答案。你将听到一篇短文，请根据短文内容选出每个问题的最佳答案。短文读两遍。
Hello, folks.Here is some information about our trip to an ancient town. We'll go there by bus. It's a long trip, over 4 hours, so we have to start early. The bus will wait for you at the school gate at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. We'll take some bread, cake, water, and apples for lunch with us, and we will eat together in a park. After that, we'll walk around the old market.You will be able to buy all your presents there. We will meet at the place where our bus stops. If you are lost, please give me a call. My mobile phone number is 138-771-6656. Any questions? Okay. See you tomorrow.
Hello, folks.Here is some information about our trip to an ancient town. We'll go there by bus. It's a long trip, over 4 hours, so we have to start early. The bus will wait for you at the school gate at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. We'll take some bread, cake, water, and apples for lunch with us, and we will eat together in a park. After that, we will walk around the old market.You will be able to buy all your presents there. We will meet at the place where our bus stops. If you are lost, please give me a call. My mobile phone number is 138-771-6656. Any questions? Okay, see you tomorrow.
五，听短文，填信息。你将听到一篇短文，请根据短文内容填入所缺信息，每空一词。短文读两遍。
Mr. and Mrs. Smith come from Canada. They teach English in a school in China. They like their work very much. They have a son and a daughter, Jim and Sue.They are all in China now. Mr. Smith can speak Chinese. He likes talking with his neighbors in Chinese and reading Chinese books. Mrs. Smith likes going swimming in the afternoon and cooking Jim and Sue like playing basketball. They often play with Chinese boys and girls. Jim's uncle often calls Mr. Smith, and he wants to come to teach in China too, but he can't speak Chinese well, so he is still working on a farm in Canada. He goes to Chinese classes every week. He wants to learn Chinese well soon.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith come from Canada. They teach English in a school in China. They like their work very much. They have a son and a daughter, Jim and Sue. They are all in China now. Mr. Smith can speak Chinese. He likes talking with his neighbors in Chinese and reading Chinese books. Mrs. Smith likes going swimming in the afternoon and cooking. Jim and Sue like playing basketball. They often play with Chinese boys and girls. Jim's uncle often calls Mr. Smith, and he wants to come to teach in China too, but he can't speak Chinese well. So he is still working on a farm in Canada. He goes to Chinese classes every week. He wants to learn Chinese well soon.